Cumulative Review 2. Exercise 1.
The Seven Basic Plots by Christopher Booker examines hundreds of stories from around the world, written in modern and ancient times, and comes to a startling conclusion. Booker suggests that there are only seven basic types of plot. All stories, he claims, whether they are novels, plays, films or folk tales, are variations on those same seven plots. I would probably have dismissed the idea if I wasn't a literature teacher and therefore used to analysing plots. Experience tells me that plots in genres such as tragedy do work in similar ways. So the more I read on, the more I wondered if Booker was right. We haven't got time today to look at all seven plots that Booker describes, so I want to focus on three of them. The first is what Booker calls overcoming the monster. A hero must overcome a monster of some kind, like Jaws, Dracula, or the villain in a James Bond movie. By far the most important feature of this plot is that the monster seems much stronger than the hero. But as long as the hero is brave and uses some cunning tricks or gadgets, they will win. Where would James Bond be without his gadgets? And if clever Perseus hadn't used his shield as a mirror, one look from the Medusa would have turned him into stone. Right at the end of the overcoming the monster plot, all appears to be lost. Beowulf kills the monster only to face another bigger one. James Bond has been captured and is about to die. Then, in a final twist before the end, help comes in some totally unexpected way. Think about the T-Rex that shows up at the end of Jurassic Park and kills the dinosaurs which have surrounded our heroes. The second type of plot I want to examine is rags to riches. In this story, a character who is poor becomes wealthy and successful. Central to this plot is the idea that the character is a good person who doesn't deserve their bad luck, like poor, likeable Aladdin. As the plot unfolds, the main protagonist runs into people who change their life, both nice people and villains in disguise. As they go through life's ups and downs, it's the main character's own good character which finally allows them to triumph. For example, David Copperfield grows as a person as we read about him, but he never loses his good character. Finally, let's look at voyage and return plots, where characters leave their ordinary world and travel to a place where everything is completely different. Alice falls down a rabbit hole and goes into magical, bizarre wonderland. Or a scientist travels to an unrecognisable future in H.G. Wells' novel The Time Machine. In voyage and return plots, the hero faces huge challenges, but eventually overcomes them to return home, like Odysseus in Homer's Odyssey, or Gulliver in Gulliver's Travels. Having read the seven basic plots, I can't help thinking that Christopher Booker is onto something, provided that you allow for lots of variety within each plot. Booker offers no explanation of why many plots are similar. However, I tend to think it may come down to two things. Firstly, plots may be similar worldwide because stories have been retold in many different cultures. For example, versions of the rags-to-riches Cinderella story go as far back as ancient Egypt. Secondly, literary plots relate to real life. We may have so many stories about monsters because in medieval times, people really had to fight monster-like animals. In 1450, for example, a pack of hungry wolves entered Paris and killed 40 people. They were finally defeated in an epic battle in front of Notre Dame Cathedral. Now, doesn't that sound like a movie plot?